They put it in there years ago when she was just a child, and it grew up in there. Yeah. Stop. That's the truth.
A pot could have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Just a little flower is what the right pot for.
Right. Okay, tell me about some of the different kinds of trees that grow around here.
Well, we have pecan trees, oak trees, pines, dogwoods, magnolias, red buds,
beech
trees,
hollies.
You ever got sycamore there?
Sycamores, but I don't want one.
Kind of messy, aren't they?
They are.
All right, talking about trees, this kind of tree that George Washington was supposed to have cut down.
A cherry tree.
You ever heard of a bush or shrub around here called either a sumac or shumac?
I have. It grows in the woods, I think.
Which pronunciation would you hear?
Shumac, I believe, is what you'd hear about here.
And this is stuff that if you get into it, it'll make you break out.
Poison ivy, poison oak, and thunderwood, cow itch vine.
You got a lot of stuff you can get in trouble with,
huh? That's right.
All right, different kinds of berries that go around here. Berries.
Strawberries, blackberries, blueberries.
Huckleberries.
That's the old name for blueberries, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, any
we don't have raspberries.
Okay. Say if those, you might warn somebody about some berries by saying, well, if you get into those, they might make you real sick because they're
poisonous.
Sure. Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you some things that have to do with your family. Say if a married woman doesn't want to make up her mind by herself, she might say, well, I'd better ask
my husband.
Okay. Any other words women would use?
My old man.
Okay. And he would say, I have to ask
my old lady.
Okay.
I'm a wife.
What about a woman whose husband has died?
She's a widow.
Okay. Does the phrase grass widow mean anything to you?
Grass widows before her husband isn't dead. She got a living husband.
She's divorced.
Yeah.
Could she be separated?
Yeah.
Instead of divorced?
No. No, I think you'd have to be divorced to be a grass widow.
Okay, and the man who raised you, that's your
father.
What did you call
daddy?
You called him your daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And his wife was your
mama.
Or your
mother.
Okay. And your father and mother together are your
parents.
Your father's father is your...
My grandfather.
What did you call him?
Grandpa.
Both of them?
I never knew either one of them. They died before I was born.
I see. And his wife was your...
My grandmother's. My grandma.
Okay. And a man's sons and daughters are his...
Children.
Any other words?
His young'uns.
Okay. What about a name that a child has, you know, he's called just within his family? Say,
nickname?
Did you have a nickname?
No.
This is a vehicle with wheels that you put a baby in.
Carriage or a stroller.
And you would say, I think I'll go out and do what?
Stroll the baby.
A man's children would be his sons and his
daughters.
Or his boys and his
girls.
Okay. What about a woman's condition if she's expecting a baby? You say she's
pregnant.
Was that ever considered an impolite word?
It sure was. That was hush-hush when we were little.
What'd you say if you had to refer to it?
We didn't say anything.
It's all whispered to you.
Yeah.
To the same sex.
That's right.
Especially women.
Well, can you remember any old-fashioned words that would describe the condition?
She's in family way.
Yeah.
She's...
Family way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or
right.
She's expecting.
Yes, ma'am. And a woman that you'd send for if you didn't have a doctor?
A midwife.
You ever heard... Excuse me, heard her call anything else?
No.
Like a granny?
A granny woman? A granny woman.
Okay. All right, this expression, if a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father, you'd say that the boy...
took after his father.
Okay. What if he's inherited his father's bad habits?